February 26th, the servant of God, Louis of Arezzillo. Confessor, First Order. Louis of Arezzillo lived in the Spanish province of Valencia, in a convent where, by lawful dispensation, several mitigations were permitted in the observance of the strict rule of St. Francis. He longed to transfer to a unit of the order which observed the Franciscan rule in all its rigor, but his delicate health would not permit the fulfillment of this pious desire. When, however, his longing for perfect observance continued to grow, he resolved to carry out his design, trusting in him who is strong even in the weak. And lo, as soon as he entered the stricter convent, he felt himself gaining such strength that he could join in the observance of all the austerities. Only for the hardships of preaching did he lack the necessary strength. But his holy life was a continuous sermon, and his loving kindness won all hearts to himself. Chosen guardian of the convent, he administered the office with great solicitude and love. Especially in the care of the sick did he manifest his charity, sacrificing himself for them completely. When a contagious disease broke out in that region, he was untiringly active in visiting the sick and in comforting them and in preparing them for a Christian death. But his weakened energies began to decline, and he himself was seized by the epidemic. After heroically enduring the greatest pains, he died as a martyr of charity in the year 1583. After his death, he appeared to his brethren in the convent, radiant with glory. On being useful in infirmity. It is a common temptation to become impatient in times of delicate health and infirmity, as if we were no good for anything, and instead of being useful to others, were only a burden to them. This is a serious delusion, which robs us of great merit. If our dear Lord permits us to become weak and unfit for work, he is offering us the opportunity to accumulate merits for heaven by patient suffering and resignation to his holy will. And if others should be put to much trouble in caring for us, that can also redound greatly to their spiritual benefit, for it will bring them precious merits. Sometimes, too, there is the delusion, and the resultant dissatisfaction with life, that we are of no earthly use just because we are not in a condition to do everything. As we see in the life of the servant of God, Louis of Arezzillo, a good will and confidence in God often change a weak man into a strong one and make him much more useful than others who are in the best of health. But even apart from that, it is sufficient in the sight of God that we work according to the measure of strength and ability given to us. But woe to the slothful servant who, though he has been given only one talent, has not used it to gain at least another one with it. Prove yourself on this point. Consider that personal weakness and suffering should especially incline a person to be sympathetic with other sufferers, as saintly Louis was in such an heroic manner. For that very reason, the Son of God took upon himself the weakness of human nature, so that he could have compassion on our infirmities. Hebrews 4:15. Examine yourself to determine whether you utilize your own experience with suffering to practice loving sympathy towards others. Prayer of the Church. Help in thy mercy our weakness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and in pity renew that poor strength of ours, which of its own nature is ever wasting away. Through Christ our Lord. Thank you.